Hello? I think we just got cut off.
I think we'll go ahead. I really think maybe this is out of the realm of this particular meeting, but I think something should come from this, and a committee of people pimples should go and talk to this vet, because if you go into him one-on-one, you have no power with that man at all. He doesn't give a damn where you're from. But if a group of people from People's Temple would go to him and say, hey, we know we were giving you X number of dollars of business a year. Right. By God, this business is going to go somewhere else unless you treat us better.
The only way to deal with it, you can't deal with it any other way.
That's right.
That's
right.
You're going there collectively. You have a committee, and they are representing People's Temple. You know, that's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year.
You better believe it.
You better respond to
that. One-on-one, you won't do any good with.
Well, at Hard Case, he just went, he said, well, sorry.
Yeah.
If the individual gives 100% of their income, all that means they're willing to go from you. It doesn't necessarily mean they are from you.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Now, if you have three people who put in all their money to a special fund that is comprised of the three people, three individuals, and one of them pays everybody's bills, plus dispatches an allowance to all the others, and the rest goes to the church, that's a communal situation. So if you accept that as a basic definition of a communal situation, the fact that you have no money at the end of when your paycheck comes home, and you are unilaterally deciding to do this, it doesn't mean you're communal. It means that you are willing to do it, or willing to go communal, but you haven't become part of the mechanics of the communal situation. So I think we have to consider a central fund by more than two people as a basic communal structure.
In your own name, because man has, you know, had
Can I ask a question that's very important to me right now? If I understood Richard right, we can't be communal. And I have understood that we have been, because we've given everything to the cause. But we're the only one in our household right now. For reasons, we can't have another family with us right now, but we will be very soon. But I understand that we cannot be communal, is that right?
You probably are not technically communal, but you are in a special predicament right now. You are in the process of developing a communal situation. It's really quite different. There is nothing. What it will ultimately result in.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. The basic structure is constant. You can't deviate the structure. Now, what you're predicting is a transitory one. You're going to recall one of the constant ones. The right now, you have a special situation that prevails to you exclusively at the moment. And that will change.
Well, yes, that will change when we can have someone with us. But then you're telling me that right now that we are not communal? Is that what you're really saying? That we're not? When we have given all, this is what I want to know.
Now,
well, you're as far as you come into this group, but far as you have it, you're producing,
being productive
right now. I mean, you know, you don't have anybody with you that, that has an income.
Would you not say that his house is not communal, but he and his wife are communal because they have
you? See, they give everything. Huh?
That's right.
They give everything in, but as far as they have done for me, there hasn't been any income. There's no income in that place.
Okay. We understand it now. Yeah. Our house is not communal, even though that we are. We don't have a communal house.
Yeah, well, okay. You
can
say it like that, I guess.
Well, how else can I say it? I give my life if necessary, but Father says,
We've got the same situation at our house. He still has a very limited income.
Now, that's it in the qualification.
And I work around the clock to the church and what small thing we have from the other child we have in the house is not anything. And I asked Jim to specify if I was or wasn't communal. Because when I came up here, I wanted to go out and get another job. But he did not want me to because he said he wanted me to handle what he wanted me to handle. So he said, yes, I was communal. And he said we had a communal household. But that's what Jim said. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering about that.
I don't know. It's not
your situation.
We don't turn cash in, but we're responsible for other cash coming in as a result.
I would love to have you come over and help us out with our, even if we don't have a communal house, if you have time, I'd love for you to come and help us out and go over our checking account with us. And we will even, though we don't have anyone in there with us, we will have everything approved through this committee. Anything we purchase, I'd be glad to have approved through this committee.
No, I think that's what I think
over us is really what the
You know, and the point that he made last night, that there's a hell of a lot of people that says they're communal or apostolic that aren't. And I see this in our attendance rolls on our buses. I think I went to bus 11 last week, and there was over 20 names on there that had an A after them, which the hostesses are doing this being apostolic. And hell, a lot of the people aren't here right now. So I think there's a lot of people using apostolic or communal who aren't.
Exactly what they're doing is what he's saying.
And I really think, Helen, that another thing ought to be brought out here is this ought to be coded on their membership card. You ought to get a card. Once the house, let's say the next house you go to is Myrtle, and you approve Myrtle, say, okay, this is a communal project. And everybody in Myrtle's house, you ought to have a code on their membership card, or else they should have a card. Which, when this question comes up, and this is a big thing on the buses, we're getting no income on the buses right now. Everybody, they have learned, all I can do is say apostolic.
Yeah, and I know, and it's all right for people to say this.
And if they present this card, then...
I think each one of you knows whether you're a religious community or not. You know whether you are or not. And then you go ahead and use this and then not pay for the buses. It's not right. But if you are a communal man, I mean, this is a beautiful way of life. I'm just kidding how if this thing would work and everybody would get it and make it work, it is a beautiful, beautiful way of life.
It's the only way.
And the same amount, and nobody's got less than me.
kind of